Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, good people. For those of you watching the stream right now, you're seeing Rossi in the background. She just nipped into the into one of the classrooms. How you doing, friends? A big good morning to BTI and Vero and all the others that have not yet said hello that are joining us in our live audience on twitch.tv. I don't even know the goddamn address, Natch. Twitch.tv, twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. If you want to interact with all the show's content outside of our live hours, you can do that on my Instagram, @professionalbohemian. Or if you want to deep dive into the links of all the news that I use on the show, as well as see other videos and other content of mine, you can do that on my Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. Professional Bohemian everywhere. That's Bohemio Profesional, pero en inglés. All right, my friends, it's your Monday dose of the Probo Show, live at 8:30 a.m. Central European Time. Good morning, and hope you're having a good day. Let's see what we've got on the cards for today. In our 100 humans, we ask them to name something that is in everyone's morning routine. Knowing the answers, you know, I definitely disagree with one or two of them, but there you go. There you go. So, nombra algo que está en la rutina matutina. Rutina matutina. Is that right, Natch?
Yes, it is. That sounds funny. Yes.
It does sound funny. It's cute. Well done, Spain. En la rutina matutina de todos. All right, so there you go. Name something that's in someone's morning routine. We'll find out what, according to The Guardian, has become one of the most wanted items for shoplifters. Ladrones de tienda, shoplifter, right? In Spain. That's coming up in the second half, my friends. And in today's unpopular opinion, waking up early, despertarse temprano, doesn't make a person more productive. No hace a una persona más productiva. Yeah, waking up early, I mean... There is this myth, right? Since we've been talking about self-help and whatnot, the 5 a.m. club, wake up early, be productive. It's just that simple, right? It's that simple formula. Well, we're here to say, well, maybe that's not true. All that and more, friends, coming up in just a little bit. First off, I'm here, you're here, Natch is here. Our angelic podcast listeners are here. Let's see what's going on in the world. How was the weekend, Natch?
Good. Nothing special.
Oh, yes. Those are the weekends.
Yes.
Well, you know, there are times in your life, you know, of extreme stress and drama, where things are moving and it seems like, you know, things are way too interesting. You know, talking about that famous Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. Sometimes life gets too interesting and it feels like God is watching you. I love those weekends where you just know that God has ignored you for a little bit. You know what I mean? You can just laze around on the sofa. Oh, yeah. I didn't do much. I didn't do much. It was a dramatic week. A little bit of drama over the weekend too. But mostly relaxing. Like Saturday, I just spent the whole day laying on a sofa, doing as little as humanly possible. Izzy wanted to go out. She wanted to go to the cinema and then a meal. And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's do that. And then luckily, plans changed. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. The heavens opened. Oh, thank God. I got to relax because last week, my God, what a stressful one, my dude. Between the death threats and the and the other stuff. Yeah, I just, you know what I mean? I needed a good relaxing weekend, and that is certainly what I got. Let's see what people are saying in the chat. BTI saying, good morning, Rob and friends. Vero, good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. 20 years later, sad memories today. What am I missing? Natch, what am I missing in this?
Yeah, Madrid was a... There was a attack, terrorist attack.
God, the train attack. Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, on Thermia, claro. Oh my God, yeah. Let's let that stay present in our thoughts, friends, for all the people who are tragically hurt at that moment. Thank you for reminding me, Vero. That was bad on my part. Thank you, thank you. Jeff, good morning, Rob and guys. How you doing? No por mucho madrugar, amanece más temprano, says BTI. Oi. Morning, says Pedro. How you doing, sir? But early to bed, early to rise makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's the, it's a very famous British saying. Early to bed. Can we get a Nivelath off of BTI, by the way? Who's just coming in hot? Killing it this morning. Early to bed, early to rise. Makes a man healthy, de buen salud, wealthy, con mucho pasta, and wise, sabio. Oh, yeah. Is that true? I don't think so. But we'll find out in the unpopular opinion. Let's take a look at some news, shall we, from the world of AI today. there is one AI model which is apparently the best, at least according to our reporting on Friday, called Claude 3. Claude, or Claude, I suppose, in Spanish. Claude 3 by the company Anthropic, which is beating GPT-4 at all kinds of benchmarks, from reasoning to natural language. But we here in Europe, sadly, we can't play with Claude 3. Which is sad. I'd really love to get my hands on this equipment and be able to really test it for you guys. But it is causing quite a lot of controversy. So if we lift the hood, lift the bonnet, and get into the guts of this thing, let's check out some news here from Ars Technica. Ars Technica, arstechnica.com. Anthropic's Claude 3 causes a stir. Causa revuelo. Causes a stir by seeming to realize when it was being tested. Yeah, al parecer darse cuenta de que estaba siendo evaluado. So this AI large language model seems to know when it's being tested. This is crazy. Anthropic's latest large language model, Claude 3 Opus, has sparked significant attention in the AI community for apparently demonstrating a form of metacognition during internal testing. Metacognition is knowledge of your own existence, your own thought processes. Yeah, it's metacognition, cognition about your own thoughts. You know, thinking about your own thoughts, to put it in a very basic way. In a specific needle in the haystack test, where a target sentence is hidden within a large block of text, Claude 3 Opus not only identified the target sentence, but also noted that it seemed out of place, suggesting an awareness that it was being tested. This incident has led to discussions about the capabilities and limitations of AI models, with some industry experts expressing astonishment and concern over the model's apparent level of self-awareness. Woo! I think, although this is, metacognition is certainly an important benchmark in identifying human-level intelligence. I think a better signifier of human-level intelligence was when ChatGPT got lazy. Do it yourself, man. There is nothing more human than that, is there? Anyway, let's continue. However, it is important to note that while the model's responses may seem self-aware, AI experts caution against interpreting this as true self-awareness akin to human consciousness. The event has prompted calls for more sophisticated evaluation methods to better understand and assess the true capabilities of advanced large language models. It's true. I don't think the Turing test cuts it anymore. I really don't. I think AI has gotten to the point now. The Turing test, basically, if a human observer would be fooled by to believe that an AI agent is human. I don't think that's good enough anymore. Because in brief day-to-day interactions, I probably already have fallen for an AI being a human. Let's see what people saying in the chat. By some weird quirk of fate, today was my grandmother's birthday on my dad's side, my aunt's birthday on my mother's side, and Cristobal's birthday too. I shall never forget that day 20 years ago, says the Bridge. Welcome, Bridge. Happy birthday to Cristobal, your grandmother, and your aunt. Let's see. Min's with us. Good morning, Min. Okay. All right. So anyway, let's continue. Let's continue on. I do have some short pieces of news. Did you watch the Oscars, Natch?
No. I've read something.
Yeah, basically Oppenheimer.
Yes.
Basically. Mm-hmm. You know, was Barbie snubbed? Nah. You know, Barbie was an excellent movie, but not an Oscar movie. I feel like there is a genre in cinema, a subgenre in the drama category, which is Oscar bait. You know, Cebo de Oscar, de los Oscars. I don't know. I'm not getting any Volato, guys. That was 100% from Rob to you. Cebo, right? Bait. Okay. So I feel like there's a subgenre which is Oscar bait, and definitely Oppenheimer was Oscar bait, man. Definitely. And that's why I think it sweeped the Oscars. I think Robert Downey Jr. got Best Supporting Actor, right? Well deserved. I know he won something. Yeah, I've kind of, you know, the trajectory of cinema has led me to become a little disillusioned with the Oscars. Not that I wasn't before, but the idea of sitting there for 4 hours and watching rich people give each other gold trophies, I find a little distasteful. Oh, dude, here's the richest, most beautiful people on the planet. Let's watch them give each other gold trophies. I find it like a little weird now. I can't reconcile it with my own worldview. So, yeah, I just wanted to briefly touch on the Oscars. Some interesting news that nearly made it into today's Complete the News. 5 firefighters, cinco bomberos, injured. Heridos, I don't mean to laugh. You'll find out why in a second. At an illegal cannabis operation. En un incendio de operación ilegal de cannabis en Los Angeles. In Los Angeles. So yeah, there was an illegal marijuana grow that caught fire. And five poor firefighters were injured. My question is, you know, how high were they by the time they put this thing out? They put out the fire by the end of it. They were just like, you know what, man? I love you. Anybody else want pizza? Also, news from while we're talking about awards shows, something that's very dear to my heart, as you may know, is rescuing animals, particularly dogs. I have 2 rescue dogs. I've rescued dogs all my life. I've never bought a dog. I've always adopted. So some news from Crufts. Do you know Crufts, Natch? It's like a very famous dog show in the UK. And they kind of award dogs on their, basically on their looks. It's like Miss Universe, but for dogs. You know what I mean? And they don't have to, you know, they have to do like little challenges and tests to see how intelligent they are and things, how well they obey orders. So, no discernible nostrils. Today I learned that there is no Spanish word for nostrils. No discernible nostrils. Sin orificios nasales. Discernibles. Crufts in a row over prizes for a French bulldog. Crufts in disputa por premios para bulldog francés. Crufts, the world's largest dog show, is embroiled in controversy after awarding top prizes to a French bulldog named Elton. Criticized for having no discernible nostrils and an almost concaved face, which contradicts the breed's revised standards for aiming for healthier traits. I'll be honest with you, love French bulldogs. I love the dogs with the squished faces. I think they're cute. But they do notoriously have trouble breathing, man. And I think, and I kind of agree with the people who are criticizing Crufts here. Like, should we not be trying to encourage breeders? If we have to have breeders, which I dispute, I don't think we do. But if we do have to have breeders, should we not be trying to breed in more healthier traits to these poor animals? Awarding gifts to a dog with no discernible nostrils, poor thing. Critics, including Jemima Harrison and Dr. Sean McCormack, argue that awarding Elton contradicts efforts to address health issues associated with these flat-faced breeds. such as respiratory problems. So there you go. There you go. That one was just for me. I'm sorry, guys. You may not find it all that interesting, but I kind of do. I do. I love dogs, man. And I would, maybe we'll do that as an unpopular opinion this week. We should know. Dog breeding should no longer exist. JP Morgan. Oof, do we have time for another one? Oosh. Oh, yeah, go on. Let's do another one really quickly. Back to the world of AI. JP Morgan says its AI cash flow tool cut human work by almost 90%. JP Morgan dice que su herramienta de inteligencia artificial para flujo de efectivo redujo... hang on, wait. For AI cash flow, para flujo de efectivo. Cash, AI cash, is that right?
Well, falta el AI, ¿no? Cash flow es flujo de efectivo.
Flujo de efectivo is cash flow, though, right? Okay. Herramienta de inteligencia artificial para flujo de efectivo. Redujo el trabajo de humano casi 90%. Yeah, that's crazy. JP Morgan has reported significant efficiency gains with its cash flow intelligence AI tool, which has been provided free to its corporate customers since last year. The tool has reportedly reduced manual human-oriented work by 90% for some users, according to a Bloomberg report. Currently, about 2,500 clients are using the AI tool, indicating its success and potential future as a paid service. The tool simplifies complex cash flow forecasting by analyzing, sorting, and categorizing company cash flows. This is where I want to see AI. This is where I want to see AI. I don't want to see AI in my blog feed. I don't want to see it in my Instagram pictures. I want to see it replacing people in the financial sector. Let's do that. Can we do that? Can we agree? No more poetry AI. I want to do the poetry. No more drawing pictures and painting. I want to do the drawing pictures and painting. What, doing people's cash flow forecasts? Perfect. That's where we want you. Anyway, let's move on to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay, guys, here we go. Unpopular opinion time. Time for today's brain fart. Today's pedo cerebral, pedo mental. It's waking up early does not make a person more productive. Despertarse temprano no hace a una persona más productiva. I did ask people on Instagram, before we get to that, I just want to read the comments real quick. Pedro says, I find the news on the dog breeding the most interesting one. I fully agree we need to stop breeding dogs with deformations created by men that are clear hurdles for their existence. Yeah, it's true. Why breed in something that nature would have for sure bred out? Just for our own hubris, because we like a particular look. You know, if you ever wanted better and better, more clear kind of evidence of human malice, it's that, isn't it? Because dogs, just all dogs want to do is love. And we just try and design them so they can fit perfectly with our own aesthetic taste. Come on, guys. Go home, humans. You're drunk. Anyway, let's get into it. So, despertarse temprano no hace a una persona más productiva. Waking up early does not make a person more productive. This seems to fly in the face of common wisdom, my friends. As our friend BTI said earlier, early to bed, temprano a la cama, early to rise, despertarse temprano, makes a man healthy, de buen salud, wealthy, con mucho dinero, and wise, muy sabio. But is that true? Is that true? Is there any evidence to point to the fact that simply by the act of waking up early, you're going to all of a sudden be blessed by extra productivity? I don't see the link there. But Instagram had an opinion. How do you think Instagram voted, Natch?
They said true.
They did. Little or a lot?
A little.
Dude. Yeah, I kind of projected this the same as you. A little bit true, but maybe more 50-50. 88% said true. Some lazy asses on Instagram, man. Waking up at midday, taking a photo of their brunch. All right, here we go. Pros. In the pro column, I thoroughly tortured the elves this morning and they provided me with some pros and cons. So let's get into them right now. So agreeing that waking up early does not make a person more productive. People have different circadian rhythms, meaning the most productive times of the day can vary greatly. Night owls, for example, may find that their peak of productivity occurs in the late afternoon or evening, not the early morning. It is not the time of waking up that matters, but the quality and quantity of sleep. Someone might wake up early after insufficient, poor quality sleep and be less productive than if they slept in and received the rest their body needed. Next point. If waking up early is against someone's natural rhythm, it can lead to stress, reduced well-being, and ultimately lower productivity. Final point in the pro column. The idea that early risers are more productive is partially cultural and not necessarily applicable globally or individually. Productivity is more accurately measured by outcomes and efficiency, not the time of day the work is performed. Quite a lot of truth to that, I would wager. When are you more productive, Natch? Mornings, afternoons, evenings?
Mornings, I would say.
Yeah, I used to be very much a night owl. I would find myself being much more productive in the evenings. But then, you know, after, you know, getting up early every day, I do find my own kind of rhythm has changed somewhat now. And now in the evenings is when I want to, you know, is when I find myself at the ebb of my productivity, creativity, and usually through the day now is where I'm most productive, which makes me question the fixed nature of the concept of night owls or early bird. You know, people who prefer working in the evening, people who prefer working in the morning. I question how fixed that is. Let's get into the cons right now. Waking up early can lead to increased productivity. Early morning is often quieter and has fewer distractions, making it an ideal time for focused work. This can be particularly beneficial for tasks requiring deep concentration. One could also say the same about late in the evening as well. Let's continue. Waking up early can be part of a disciplined routine, contributing to a mindset conducive to productivity. The act of rising early itself can foster a sense of responsibility and control. There is some truth in that, I think, in the discipline aspect. You know, some people do need, and I do count myself among these people, a clear, defined daily routine in order to feel good. I feel good. I know what time I'm going to wake up. I know what time I have to set off to work. I know what time, you know, having my day itemized like that really does help me. And a part of that productivity is certainly the hour in which I wake. For many, waking up early aligns with standard business hours, facilitating communication and collaboration with colleagues and clients, leading to increased productivity during conventional work hours. And final point here, in the con column, saying no. Waking up early definitely leads to increased productivity. For some, starting the day early can lead to a feeling of having more control over their day. The psychological boost of feeling ahead can contribute to a more productive mindset. Quite a lot of truth in there. There's quite a lot of truth in there. Do I feel more productive since I made the conscious shift from being a night owl to trying to get most of my productivity in during the day? I have to be honest, I actually do. I feel like those waking up in those early hours, like when Natch and I get into the office, it's still kind of dark outside. You know what I mean? And in those early small hours when I'm reading my emails on the bus in or getting things done, I find those early hours probably my most productive, most creative, when I'm really digging in and making the most headway into the day's challenges. Let's see what people were saying here in the audience. A lot of comments here. Vero says, true. Getting up early does not mean productivity. Someone can get up, for example, at 6 a.m., and not do anything productive until 9. A lot of truth to that. I mean, what about if you just accidentally wake up early because the sun is shining through the curtain? Does that necessarily mean you're going to have a head start on the day? that you're going to make headway into the day's activities? Not necessarily. Is there a correlation between the hour of the day and how motivated you are to complete a task? I think that's a bit of a logical leap, isn't it? Pedro says, I'm on the fence on this one, but I tend to disagree. Once I heard Richard Vaughan defending the benefits of working up early, and he was quite convincing. All right, so there you have it, guys. I will post a poll in the chat, and you will tell me. Waking up early, it doesn't necessarily make a person more productive. True or false? You've heard that Instagram thinks true. We'll find out Natch's opinion in a second and my own, as well as reading your comments, some comments I received on Instagram, and all the rest of the activities we have for the rest of the show. Friends, a million things you could have been doing this morning, an infinite number of things, but instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. It's currently 9 a.m. Central European time. That is unless you're one of our angelic podcast listeners. Welcome. Welcome back, my friends. If you've just tuned in, what did you miss? Well, we spoke about a little bit about the Oscars, a little bit about Anthropic's Claude 3 that seems to be showing signs of metacognition. Thoughts about our own thoughts. Metacognition. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff, yeah. Worrying, but fascinating. Yeah, we did talk a little bit about the Oscars, a little bit about a fire at a cannabis grow. Over 140 firefighters tackled a large fire at an illegal cannabis operation. Boy, a lot of pizza consumed that day, I bet. How are you doing, Richard? So let's continue. It was housed in a two-story commercial building in downtown Los Angeles. They successfully extinguished the flames in under an hour, and then they all went out for a kebab. but then we spoke a little bit about Crufts and this, and their kind of how they feel or how they felt, how they praised a poor French bulldog with an almost concaved face. These poor animals, they're being bred to suffer. They have troubles breathing and things. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I love all dogs. Doesn't matter what kind of a dog. In fact, you know, I knew a French bulldog named Simone. He was a beautiful little guy, you know. It makes me sad that, you know, for our own hubris, we breed these things into animals. And then finally, JP Morgan's AI cash flow tool, Herramienta de Inteligencia Artificial para Flujo de Efectivo, cash flow tool. And how it's, you know, it's basically doing 90% of the human work. Good. That's where we want to see workplace displacement, not in the creative jobs, if you don't mind. Anyway, then we moved on to today's unpopular opinion. Waking up early does not necessarily make a person more productive. Despertarse temprano no hace a una persona más productiva. It simply doesn't. Or does it? We'll get to the your opinions in a second. According to Instagram, that is a completely accurate statement. Doesn't matter what time you wake up, you can still be productive. I did get some messages on Instagram here. Leo says, I don't believe the early bird hype. Early bird, colloquial way to say someone who, que se despierta temprano. You know, that someone who gets up early is an early bird. My best ideas hit me at 2 a.m., says Leo. I've got to admit, I used to be the same, but now I'm an early riser, not so much. Nina says, I totally disagree. Waking up early sets the tone for the whole day. It's quiet, I'm refreshed, and I can get things done without interruptions. Alex says, productivity isn't about the time you wake up, it's about the flow. Sometimes I work on my best things in the middle of the night. Brenda says, waking up early is crucial. It gives me time to plan my day and helps me stay ahead of the curve. Interesting. Yeah, it's weird to me how I always get more kind of... I did get more people arguing the contrary to the vote. Because 88% of people said true, but then I got a hell of a lot more people saying, no, people don't know anything. Well, we'll get to our decision makers in a second. The people who are joining me live. First, I want to pay some attention to all the comments that I got in the chat today. It was essentially about approaching the day with more optimism and curiosity and being more prone to capture opportunities. It's a simple mindset thing that might be more influential than we may think. This is with regards to arguments that Richard Vaughan put forth about waking up early. How much truth is there to that? Obviously, it's not a case for all early birds, but I find some truth in that. Most successful people I know tend to rise early, says Pedro. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for me too. I mean, I don't know what time Elon Musk wakes up. I don't know what time Mark Zuckerberg uncharges himself and gets out of the pod. I don't know what Mark Zuckerberg does. He's a robot, isn't he? I don't know what Mark Zuckerberg does. I don't know what, you know, what these rich, famous, productive people are doing. Are they waking up early? Are they not? But I tend to project those people as early risers. Would you consider yourself an early riser, Natch?
No. Although I wake up early, it's not because I want to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm explaining very well.
Yeah.
If I had, I don't know, to work by myself, I don't know if I would wake up that early or not. I think I'll do, but...
Yeah. In the weekends, do you wake up early?
No.
See, I wake up, I'm up, out of bed at 8 a.m. every weekend. It's a curse, man. I wake up, my mind starts, the little hamster that lives in my brain, that powers my brain on his little wheel, he starts running at like 8 a.m. And once he starts running, once that momentum is built, there is no turning it off. I can sit in bed and I can like play with my phone for a few hours, but I would rather get up, have a coffee, and begin to tackle the day. All right, interesting. Interesting observations here. The Bridge says, I used to be a night owl, especially because of my job. I would be at the restaurant until the early hours, she says. Pedro here continues, I also think that discipline is an essential element of success, and waking up early is indicative, not necessarily leading to discipline. I think this is the key here, is discipline, right? I think waking up early is an indicator of discipline, right? I think that's why people like Jordan Peterson and some of his contemporaries say you must make your bed every morning. Why? Because, you know, it's indicative. It kind of puts you in that disciplined mindset. If you can achieve one task, complete one task, then, you know, you're setting a good tone, a good standard for the rest of the day. Maybe the key here is discipline rather than the hours. Let's continue. Today that I no longer work, I get up early and feel really good because I feel it is the time of day I have the most energy. My schedule changed spontaneously after spending there years alone with my disabled mother, who basically had a more normal schedule. I find following the sunlight is helpful, says The Bridge. Yeah, there is a lot to be said for that, right? To follow the sun, well, the Earth's natural rhythms does kind of make us feel a lot better. By the way, Bridge is saying she's not listening to us in bed this morning, Natch. A quiet calm falls over the studio. All right, so interesting. How did you guys vote? Obviously, a big shift towards true, saying, yeah, there is no correlation between waking up early and a person's productivity. Instagram said true. 88% true It does not. There is no correlation between those two things. You guys, what did you say? I made the statement, waking up early does not make a person more productive. And you guys said, actually a 50-50 vote. Yeah, I kind of, I tend to agree with Pedro in our audience today. I don't think there can be a correlation between waking up early, the time in which you wake up, and your levels of productivity through the day. However, I think it's true that more disciplined people tend to be more productive. They spend less time fantasizing about what could be and more time creating action, right? And I think waking up early, the kind of person that forces themselves out of bed early, you know, task-oriented, let's get up, get out, do our thing. I think those tend to be the more successful, more productive members of society. I think it's not so much about the hour and much, much more about the level of discipline that person has. And it's the toughest kind of discipline. Everyone can tell another person what to do and what not to do. Anyone. There's no particular genius behind that. But the ability to be able to control your own more base instincts, that is the key, I think, for success for me. And something that I could really, I should really take a leaf out of that book myself, you know? I used to be a lot more disciplined than I am now, folks. I do wake up early, but then that first hour where I'm just kind of sat up straight, letting the depression of the week ahead wash over me. Do you know that feeling, Natch? I think you do. Here I am, sat, drinking my coffee, my bitter coffee, as dark as my own thoughts. Just let that depression wash off of me before I take my morning shower. Yeah, I could be a lot more productive than I am being. And maybe that's a lesson for all of us. Maybe it's not about the little tasks, the little kind of motivational things we kind of give each other, or the pats on the back, or the statements telling ourselves how wonderful we are in the bathroom mirror. Maybe what we need is an undeniable list of tasks that we have done. Maybe that's what we need. A little bit more discipline. Anyway, on that note, you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that, right? He would say, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. What time do you get out of bed on the weekend, Natch?
Like 9:30.
Ah, dude. Okay. I mean, we're not talking. But would you stay in there longer if they weren't baby Natches and Mrs. Natch?
No, they behave very well to the business. Oh, nice. They leave me to sleep.
Oh, dude. Natch is the king. You know what I mean? He's living his best life. All right, so there we go. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name something that is in everyone's morning routine. My favorite phrase coming up in Spanish, my new favorite phrase. Nombra algo que está en la rutina matutina de todos. I love it. Rutina matutina. All right. How are you doing, Sam? Welcome, welcome. Just missed the unpopular opinion. How are you doing, Sam? I believe we have a mutual friend, Alberto Alonso. Thank you for giving him some love for me. I needed it last week, so thank you, thank you. Okay, name something that's in everyone's morning routine. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I am in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top 7 answers. A big thank you to La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Sonia Bengo, Africa, Carmen, Mushki, Rosa, a.k.a. Raz, Pedro, Oruperti, Elal, that's a tough Instagram handle, my dude. I'm going to call you Elal. Sinuka, Ravdos, Vero, Anna, Adam. Oh my God, there's so many today. Pilar, Gemma, Izzy, Coco, Material Scura, and the rest of you. I'm sorry I don't have time. It'll take up the whole show. But thank you so much for interacting on Instagram. I'll get to some of these as we continue. First of all, we go to our one and only Oracle for the first answer. What do you think, Natch?
Breakfast.
Something that everyone, that is in everyone's morning routine. Vero agrees with you with breakfast. Yeah, having breakfast. Vero agrees. A bunch of people on Instagram. Only one person, Natch. Only one beautiful person. She's about to get a Probo approved. Only one of them said, listen to the Probo show. Can you believe that? Gemma Rossino, this Probo approved is for you.
Probo approved.
Jeez Louise, guys, come on. All right, so having breakfast, is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. Killing it. 15 of 100 humans said that. It's in third place. Let's take a look at what people are saying in the chat. All right, let's see. Pee-pee, says Sam. Going to the bathroom. You know, that is like number one, isn't it, if we're all going to be honest? Going to the bathroom, whether it's a number one or a number two, whatever. Is it there? No, it's not. What the hell? 100 humans, go home, you're drunk. Come on, it's the first thing you do, particularly after doing the number five thing. Is that a clue? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Let's see. Okay, let's go back to the chat. Sam, the bridge, and a ton of people. Chica de la Segunda Fila, Pedro, a bunch of people on Instagram, all said to have a coffee. To have a coffee. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done, guys. Of course. It's the fifth most popular answer. Café y cigarro, muñeco de barro, right?
Será posible, vaya nivelazo.
Dude, that was a cultural nivelazo from the heart. Yeah, coffee and a cigarette, you know, leads to the answer that is simply not on the list. Probably the eighth most popular answer, but not there. Coffee is there. 6 of 100 humans said that one. Is it muñeco or muñeca?
Muñeco.
So I said it. 100% correct. Oh my God, Nudge. This is how Richard Vaughn feels every day. And I'm just... All right, let's see. All right, so we had pee-pee, coffee. Read the news. Read the news. Pedro says, read the news. Is it there? It's one of the things, it's under an umbrella, I think, that is here. I'm not going to give it to you because I think someone else will identify it. Yeah, I can't give it to you. I'm sorry, Pedro. We had breakfast. Vero says a shower. Taking a shower. Is a shower there? Yes, it is. Well done. It's the second most popular answer with 24 of 100 humans saying... Something that's on everyone's morning routine is ducharse, is have a shower. All right, let's see. Let's continue. You guys are on fire, by the way. Checking your mobile, says Sam. Checking your mobile phone. Checking your mobile. Let's see. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. Checking your mobile. Maybe you're reading the news. Maybe you're checking out WhatsApp messages. Maybe you're doom-scrolling TikTok to deal with the crushing despair of having to go to work. Who knows? Who knows why you're checking your phone? But it is there. It's the sixth most popular answer, with 5 of 100 humans saying checking your mobile phone. Well done, Sam. Yeah, but you can tell the bridge is retired. She says, to lie in... Basically just to stay in bed. Is it there? No, it's not. Of course not. Come on. BTI says to say good morning, but I doubt it indeed. It's not there. You're right. It's not there. The 100 humans are very, very real, Pedro. I don't know what you're talking about. To make the bed, says BTI. Make the bed. No, it's not. It's not there. Not there. Okay. Check your mobile phone, said Pedro. That was the one we were looking for. He says, get dressed. Get dressed for success. To get dressed. Is getting dressed there? Yes, it is. Well done. Vestirse, dressing, is there. It is the fourth most popular answer, with 7 of 100 humans saying getting dressed. Vestirse. Okay, two missing. You're missing two. I'm going to take a little dive into Instagram right now. Africa says face yoga. Andrea, have you got an account called Africa? So face yoga, is it there? No, it's not. We've got a lot of brushy. Well, yeah, go on. Sonia Bengo, the only person who said this. Brush your teeth. It's there. Well done, Sonia Bengo. Brushing. Obviously, brushing. Izzy also said brushing your teeth. Well done. 35 of 100 humans. It's the number one answer. Makeup, cologne and everything. Arreglarse. To get ready. To get ready. Arreglarse. Is to get ready there? No. It's not there. There's just one that you're missing. And I've got to admit, I don't do this any morning. I should. My age. I should. No, it's not a colonoscopy. Come on. I should do this, given my age. But I don't. I know Natch does. I don't know if he does it in the morning. But, yeah. What is it? Something. Something. Poo, says Sam. I see this in play. Now, what is something that we should probably all do for our in our morning routine, but we probably don't? Maybe leave it for midday or in the evening. It's one thing. Only one person on Instagram got this. It was La Chica de la Segunda Fila who got this one. What do you think it is? Prepare the meal, says Cigar Man. It's not that. Do you know what it is, Natch?
Workout. Exercise.
Workout. Exercise. It's there. Well done. Sam got it as well, right there at the last moment. Well done, guys. Exercise, yeah. Hacer ejercicio, come on. Yeah, I don't. You don't do it in the morning either, right, Nach?
No. I tried for a period, but it was very difficult.
Yeah, come on. Pre-coffee. Doing anything pre-coffee is too difficult. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's me speaking from an extreme caffeine addiction or if that's just, like, my age. But doing exercise before, really, you know, being primed to take on the day, impossible. Yeah, and pooping not there. Crazy. How can coffee be there and not pooping? Come on. All right, so I asked 100 humans to name something that is in everyone's morning routine. They said, in position number
7,
exercising, hacer ejercicio. In position number
6,
revisar el teléfono, you know, checking notifications, checking your mobile phone, checking your phone. In position number
5,
we had coffee. Café, tomarse un café. Come on. In position number
4.
Dressing, getting dressed, vestirse. 7 of 100 humans said that one. In position number
3.
15 of 100 humans said desayunar, breakfast. Dude, is it just me where coffee is my breakfast? I you know what I mean? These 100 humans, they are living their best life. They're getting up, they're eating a croissant, having a coffee, doing some push-ups. Go to hell. Making me feel bad. In position number
2,
we had showering, ducharse, showering. And finally, in position number
1,
brushing your teeth. Come on. You say lavar las dientes, or los dientes, no? Yeah. Not cepillar.
You can say cepillar as well, but it's more common lavar.
Yeah, because we wouldn't say in English, wash your teeth. It's always brush, cepillar. All right, guys, on that note, let's move on to today's Complete the News.
Complete the News!
Okay, guys, it's time for Complete the News. Get ready, friends, our final interactive section of the show today. I'm going to give you a real news headline, un titular, but I'm going to leave out some important information. You will complete the news using the three options I give you, A, B, or C. If you're one of the many people watching the show but you haven't interacted, this is your moment. Let's get into it. Blank becomes the most wanted item for shoplifters in Spain. Blank se convierte en el artículo más deseado por los ladrones en España. Blank. But what is it? Is it A, Taylor Swift merchandise? B, chorizo? C, olive oil? Blank se convierte en el artículo más deseado por los ladrones en España. Is it A, Taylor Swift merchandise? Would you say mercancía de Taylor Swift? No, right?
No. We say merchandising. We say the,
ah, really?
The English word. Yes.
Okay. So, merchandise de Taylor Swift. Is it B, chorizo, C, aceite de oliva, olive oil? A, B, or C? Woo-hoo-hoo! The chat is a little confused. They're on the fence on this one, Natch, right now, it seems. What do you think it is, Natch?
Olive oil.
You think C, olive oil? It's true, it's super expensive now. Come on. Makes a man want to drive down to Jaén and just squeeze some olives. All right. Well, the chat agrees with you, Natch. The chat also says C, olive oil. Even though I don't know who Taylor Swift is, says Pedro. Yeah, no. You and me both, my dude. And all that going with it, without going to the bathroom, those 100 humans are Terminators, says Sam. All right. Let's see. So something has become the most wanted item, el artículo más deseado, for shoplifters, ladrones, in Spain. Okay, so what is it? Let's get a drum roll, Natch. The answer is, well done to you, it is C. We had a few A's there, well done, nice try guys, but no, it is indeed C. In Spain, olive oil has emerged as the most stolen item in supermarkets, with organised criminal groups targeting this liquid gold for resale in the underground market. This surge in theft comes as Spain, the world's largest olive oil producer, faces a significant shortage due to extreme weather conditions affecting harvests for two consecutive years. All right, friends. Amazing. Thank you so much for playing along. We, Natch and I, we will be back tomorrow. Rob, you are evil. Cigar Man, have a nice day. Have a nice day, you too, guys. Thank you so much for being here. As always, there are so many things you could have been doing, places you could have been. But instead of doing those things or going to those places, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you tomorrow.